Many of Colorado's aspen trees are dying. The die-off is troubling not just for environmentalists, but also for businesses that depend on tourists. With its distinctive white bark and golden fall leaves, the aspen tree is emblematic of the American West. Kirk Sigler, member station KUNC, reports.
Scenery is everything for Jen Stanisek's business. Her Crystal Valley Manor Hotel is nestled deep in a canyon in the western Colorado hamlet of Redstone. You can see huge swaths of aspen forests from nearly every perch in the hotel.
People come from all over for the change of the colors out here.
Every fall, the aspen's round leaves change from lush green to majestic gold. A cottage tourism industry has grown around the annual changing of the aspen. Each year, this rakes in millions for the state's economy.
This valley is so sacred that to lose that would be heartbreaking.
A lot have already been lost, about 500,000 acres in Colorado. The state is home to the highest concentration of aspens in the West. Most are a product of the mining boom more than a century ago. The trees thrive after major disturbances to the land.
You can see Aspen Mountains from here.
About an hour's drive up the valley is the town of Aspen. Mayor Mick Ireland is standing beneath tree-cloaked Aspen Mountain, once a silver mine, now the famous ski resort. Ireland says fall foliage tourism has been down this year, partly due to the aspen die-off and also the poor economy.
It's going to be a real blow. If you looked out north of town at the south-facing slopes and they were all barren, it would be a completely different vista, a completely different feel.
Aspens are dying at lower altitudes, particularly on those south-facing slopes. Several have even died in longtime resident Craig Ward's backyard. Ward is a former Olympic Nordic racer who now makes his living selling real estate out of the local Sotheby's office. He calls the aspen die-off troubling, but
it's a function of perspective. When I get up and show people what I think is a lousy vista, they say, wow, look at this. And I'm going to myself, geez, this isn't very nice.
Some scientists say this is just Mother Nature sorting things out. Wayne Shepherd of Colorado State University has spent most of his career studying aspens. He says climate change-related stresses, like drought, could be contributing to the die-off across the West.
It's happening all at once in some areas. It's happening at pretty large scale in some areas, and it's kind of shocking, even to me.
But Shepherd doubts Colorado will lose all of its aspens. Back in Redstone, Jen Stanisek says the die-off is still a tough thing to swallow as a hotel owner.
It concerns me greatly for the future because I've had a couple aspens in the front that have come down that have been here for 20-something years. And you see what Vail looks like and over the passes with the beetle kill. It's scary.
Scary because the bark beetle is already expected to kill practically all of Colorado's lodgepole pine trees in the next 5 years. That combined with the aspen decline will radically alter the scenery and no doubt change what most people think of when they picture the Rocky Mountains. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far